He lives there. Why the hell are you up? I tell you to fix your schedule and this is how it goes? Yeah, it's the same mistake, same excuse. You're the one who got mad after me calling you a baby. It's true, doesn't matter. And if you're having that much bad of sleep, just sleep with me. I offered like 10,000 times. Well, the answer's right there if you really want it. I heard you like it when we sleep together. So, I wouldn't really think of it as a bad thing, but I think you should give in, maybe just a tiny bit. You know, because of you, I'm also not having good sleep. So be kind enough to say yes. Here we go again. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Good. Get your ass in bed. The next time that happens, I'm not afraid of doing certain things. So be honest with me. Absolutely nothing comes bad from cuddling me. So thank you. It means a lot. And if you want, I can treat you to some ice cream later. Yeah, don't get a big head. No more talking. Shut it and sit. See how when you listen to me, things go really well? God, someone needs to learn. You're really warming up to it, though. But really, I don't really need the effort. You look adorable, finally, jeez. If you're gonna be a baby about it, at least try your best to act like you're actually mad. I know, I miss this too. But you missed it a lot more. Nah, I like this show. It was actually pretty fun. It was just more of a... how do I say this? Entertaining? Yeah, that's the word. So, little bunny, what's your next move? Gonna sob, maybe look in my eyes for a while, and say how mad you are, and how this isn't fair, and how you're always the one being the loser. Never feeling the whole, I'm a winner thing, I've won, satisfactory. Yeah, that entire thing. So, you have 3 paths, or at least a lot of paths you can take. So, which one? Oh, I see. The silent treatment. God, no, my heart can't take it. I can't live without your lovely voice. Oh, no. Well, you're holding on. Here, what if I... Hey, stop being so mean. I'll be nice and say your voice makes me a lot more happier whenever I hear it. Probably why I stay sane. Bum, bum, bum. Hey. Dummy. Hey, dumbass. Start talking. Good. I guess little bunny has only hops for today. Lucky. Hey, give me my back scratches. Thank you. That was nice. Hey, babe. Eating recently has been really difficult. By which I mean my fangs. Not gonna lie, they're painful whenever I touch them. It's so abnormally sharp. probably have to go to a dentist to see what's wrong. Hey, I mean, they always make good tools, just so weird to have them. It's like it's in a movie or something. I bit my hand to find out, and not gonna lie, these things are fucking chompers. They seem to be able to cut their skin a lot more easier. Baby, you look really precious. As much as I bully you, and well, talk down to you, I really like you a lot. And that's not just me lying. Your eyes, your hair, the way you move, everything about you makes me happier. And so if I can, I'd love to make you mine. So in your dream, it's not about your celebrity crush or someone you know. It's gonna be me and me only. Got that? I wanna live in your head rent-free without anyone else. I want it when you think of romance, you think of me. When you want something, you think of me. That's all I really want. But if you start being a pain in the ass, there's certain ways I can go to, especially with a way that'll help me get what I want. Yeah, pout and blush. Can't hide your face even. Come on, you know you want to. My chest is right here. It's a good place to not show your weak side, especially to someone that really, really wants to bully you. So I'd be really careful with your next words. But you really should. If not, the offer's gone. And what would you do without your face cuddles? Sometimes you are like a bunny. But hey, I guess you can't really run that fast or hop. You really did fall. Same for me. Sometimes I can get you off my mind. And I think that's really unhealthy. I mean, I wouldn't want little bunny being somewhere else. Plus, I need you waiting for me. Who's the person who's going to turn flustered every time I see them? Or look away. Or the person I want to pick up every now and then. See? Not too bad. I mean, as much as you want to prove that you're a strong person, I'd like to say this is a win-win. You get me and I get you. I mean, trust me. I know you're capable. But I like your weak side. And that side of yours is for me. So be a baby, will you? I'm sure that's pretty easy, though. Especially of how this has been going on for so long. You really do surprise me. And you tell people, the bad boy trope is so bad. It's so trash. But then you find me and it's like, wow, a totally different story. See, that's what I like to hear. Someone that knows their way around, but hey. I guess we've known each other for so long, I get to push your buns whenever I want. Oh, lovely. You truly are amazing. Look at you. There's so many things I like about you. I don't know. It's like whenever I think of you, or you're present, I get this tightening in my chest. But I don't show it. I'm not really active on my emotions when I, you know, physically do things. So, as much as I am this scary or lovely, I also feel my heart going really fast. Not because you make me feel like a baby or nervous, but it's more of that adrenaline rush. You make me feel like doing something to make and find a reaction. I mean, why not? I could easily do this with other people, but from everyone else, you are quite lovely. That is what I find fond. Well, so cute. Anyways,